Some of the feet that I have just washed have walked many miles. Some of the other feet I've just washed have many miles yet to walk. The symbolism of washing the feet is very important in the Mass of the Lord's Supper. In this Mass, we remember the service that our Lord offered to his disciples and to the world. That service comes from the greatest being the least, symbolized in the washing of the feet. Also in this Mass, we of course commemorate the priesthood, and we commemorate the goal of the priesthood, which is the Eucharist, which is the source and the summit of our entire Catholic life. All of this derives from the Last Supper. It's interesting to note that Matthew, Mark, and Luke in their Gospels have the words of institution of the Last Supper. But John does not include that. What John includes is the text that you have just heard Deacon Matt read, the central piece being the washing of the feet, the symbol of service. John uses service and the humility that is attached to service as the great symbol of the body of Christ. He has moved beyond bread and wine, body and blood, and integrated them all into service. Saint Augustine, very often when he used to give communion to some people, he would say, "Receive what you are. Receive what you are." We, when we give communion, say, "Receive the body of Christ." We are the body of Christ. We are the living body of Christ when we wash each other's feet, when we serve. So what stops us from washing each other's feet, from serving in humility? I think John takes this further in his gospel by using the example of the action in the Last Supper. The other gospel writers use the elements, but John uses the action. He notes that Jesus takes off his outer garment, therefore leaving him with the inner garment. So if I ask myself, what is the outer garment? The outer garment for me, and I think for the world, is that which the world sees. So it's colour of our skin. It's the language we speak. It's the culture that we come from. It's the gender that we are. It's the ability or the disability that we possess. Whether we walk, whether we can't walk. Speak, can't speak. Hear, can't hear. See, but cannot see. These are the things that we first notice about people. The outer garment. It's a real problem for stopping us being the body of Christ, because a lot of us, when we see these things, the outer garments of other people, we see danger. When we should just be noticing that there's a difference. Danger. We see danger when we look at other people who are not the same as us. That's what causes fracturing and so much disharmony in the world. If we just noticed the difference, then we would be the living body of Christ. We become feet washers. Receive what you are. That is a challenge for us at this time, particularly. Receive what you are. You are the body of Christ. Let us become servant foot washers to all.